Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Guide us, great shepherd. Call our voice so that we may follow. In your name we pray. Amen. How many of you have ever been bullied? Only a handful of people. Although I guarantee you that if I ask that to younger people, more folks would raise their hand. In fact, just about everybody would, because it's defined a little bit differently nowadays than it was back when most of us grew up. I was bullied old school style, which means that it wasn't just words, it was physical abuse, basically. So here's how it went. When I was young, I went to public school in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Now, I don't know if you know much about Orangeburg, but it's different. Public school is very different. And I didn't look exactly like the other kids in my class, if you know what I mean. In fact, in the second grade, I was one of five white kids in the entire class. Not classroom, the whole grade. And so I got called names like string bean, because I was so skinny. I would really like to be called that again, by the way, if anybody wants to pick that up. Cracker, white boy, there was all kinds of things. But that was nothing. The fact that I was hit and I got my rear end kicked one time, but second graders don't know that that is actually sort of a metaphor, and so they just literally came and kicked me in the rear end. So it could have been worse, I guess. They would even let my teachers bully me because they would send bathroom monitors who would take names, and if you got your name written down, then you got in trouble. And back then, it wasn't just a stern talking to either. And so one time, and now granted, okay, I'll be fair. Me talking out of turn was not a rare occasion. I mean, I get paid to do it now. It works out well. But, you know, back then, I was still pretty guilty of it. But this time, I knew who the bathroom monitor was. And so I made it a point to not say a word. And I came back. But sure enough, my name was on the list. And I got in trouble. And those troubles hurt. That bullying hurt. And that was bullying. Because, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But you know how wrong that saying is? Because the truth is, that bullying is no different than the way they define it today. Because words do hurt, don't they? I mean, if you've ever been called names over and over and over again, they hurt. And the truth is, words are powerful. Because words define what we believe about the world around us, about each other, and about ourselves. And that's why calling people certain names hurts really badly. I mean, there are certain segments of society, and there are certain words that really hurt more than most, right? But as a white, southern, straight male, I don't have a lot of those words, theoretically. But that doesn't mean that there aren't words that would still sting. I don't want to be called fat or lazy or ugly or dumb or any of those things, because that makes me feel about that big. And people use words. Why? Because they know they hurt. And so they use them on us, and unfortunately we sometimes use them on others. You know, during one of the most painful times, I think, in this world's history, happened just a few years ago in 2020. And we did so much more to make it even more painful than it was, didn't we? Because we decided that people who didn't believe like we believed and have the same opinions that we do, well, they were out. And so we ended up calling each other names. And one of the names that was called to people all because of something they put on their face, a mask. You see, you had some people that would wear them, and some people wore it to protect themselves and others. Some people wore it because they're rule followers and they had to, and some people did not, and sometimes would heckle the people that did. And they called them a very special word. Does anybody know what that word is? I'll give you a clue. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, and we are sheep. That was the name that was used, sheep. And the reason that they used that was because sheep were considered dumb animals that simply followed without giving any thought behind it. Mindless followers are sheep. And I don't know exactly where they got that concept from that sheep were dumb, but it may just be sermons. Because from time to time, preachers may have come in and said that sheep are dumb animals. Have you ever heard a sermon that said that? I hope so, because I've preached them, you know, because that's kind of how we were taught, and that's why sheep were used. Upon further research, however, it turns out that sheep may not be as dumb as we think they are. I mean, the reason that they're given a bad name is because, I mean, like in the Bible, they get lost all the time, right? We're always hearing about the sheep that wandered off. Sheep tend to find themselves stuck in precarious situations, like they'll get stuck in their own fences. Sometimes they'll eat things that will make them sick. And so people consider sheep to be not the most evolved, intelligence-wise, on the big, I guess, social animal ladder. However, it's really not that way. Did you know that sheep actually recognize faces and voices? I mean, it says so in the Bible, right? Jesus says, "They know my own. I know my own, and my own know me." And in other places in the Bible, he talks about how the sheep hear his voice and they don't go to somebody that's not their shepherd, because that's how sheep are. They'll only respond to that of their shepherd. I don't know about you. I think that's pretty smart. Which makes me think, are we actually dumber than sheep? Because what voices are we following? I mean, we know who we're supposed to follow, right? I mean, we're here today, despite the rain, despite all that's going on. We follow the Good Shepherd. We follow Jesus. Yeah? And what does it mean to follow Jesus? Well, it means that we love others and we love God and we love ourselves. That's basically what it all boils down to, right? Love God, love others, love yourself. That's what it means to follow Jesus, to do what Jesus does. And he says as much. We heard that in our second reading today. Believe in Jesus and love others. It's as simple as that. That's what it means to follow that voice. But we have a whole lot of other voices that are in our ear. And somehow we end up following those, don't we? We follow the voices that we hear or see on the internet because, well, you know, anything that's on the internet's true, right? I mean, we'll follow those voices. We'll follow the voices of newscasters. We'll follow the voices of friends that may lead us into situations we shouldn't be in. We'll follow the voice of sportscasters or athletes. We'll follow the voices of celebrities. We'll follow the voices of politicians. And it's as if we think those are the voices that we should follow. Maybe we ought to be sheep, huh? Because sheep only go to the voice that they ought to follow. And here we are following whichever voice is loudest or most entertaining or the one that challenges us the least. So it's time for us to maybe start paying attention to our shepherd instead of everyone else's. Or maybe just realizing that our shepherd is the shepherd of everyone else. Because you see, for some reason, we allow all these other voices to say, you know what? The sheep in our flock only look like us. There's no other sheep. It's just people that look like us and act like us and talk like us. We're the only sheep. But we hear very clearly in this gospel reading that that's not the way it is. Jesus says, there's other sheep that are part of my flock that aren't part of this fold. Which means that maybe, just maybe, the good shepherd is also not just to the white sheep or the black sheep or the brown sheep, but also to the rainbow sheep or the pink sheep or the green sheep or all of the sheep. And that we're all part of the same flock, which means that we're all following the same one. Imagine how the world would be different if we actually paid attention to that. If we stopped worrying about what made us different and realized what all made us all the same. That we're all part of the same flock. We're all following the same good shepherd. Because see, all these other voices, they don't care about us. I mean, Jesus said as much in the gospel. He said, look, the hired hand, they're not going to lay down their life for the sheep. They're going to run away at the first sight of danger. In other words, they're going to protect their own rear end. They're going to follow the polls. They're going to do what ultimately is best for them. But we follow the one who laid down his life, who died for you and for me. So why is it that we would bother to follow anybody else than not only the good shepherd, but the great shepherd, the one who invites everyone in, the one who calls you and you and you and you and you and all of them to one flock. That's the voice we need to listen to, my friends. The one that tells us to love. The one that tells us to accept. Because it's time for us to stop being dumber than sheep and start being followers of the Good Shepherd. Amen.